visiting today with Dr. Amanda Silva, the OSU Small Extension Grain Specialist, and we've just finished up a wheat plot tour in Chickasha, but you've kind of been taking the tour, so where all have you gone?
Yes, I started the tour at Walters, and then we moved up to Altus, Tipton, Apache, and now here at Chickasha.
So I've heard that this one looks pretty good. So kind of tell us what you've seen as far, because I know with the drought going on and all the wind we've had, there's not a lot of great news to report.
Unfortunately, there is not. But yes, I'm very happy with what I'm seeing here at Chickasha, what I saw yesterday at Apache. Walters was looking better than what I expected, so that's good. They got a couple inches of rain there, here and there, that helped. Of course, it's a very thin crop, has not tillered that much, but it's hanging in there and could definitely benefit from more moisture. As we moved up from Walters to Altus, that's where things start to get very critical. Crops are extremely drought-stressed, and several fields as we drive in the country may have already been terminated. So that's our critical spot, I would say, in the state right now. In moving up here to Apache and Chickasha, of course, we have a thinner crop than what we would like, but yeah, the wheat's looking good here.
Well, I know with all the drought conditions, we've actually planted, you know, varieties that can handle drought, but not quite to this extent.
Yes, and we say that. So even when I was there down at Altus talking with producers, it was not a very exciting plot to be standing at, but we could still pick up some varieties that were doing better than others in these situations, and we can still do it. So it's still a very good learning opportunity for us to look at varieties that will handle drought better than others. But of course, in some scenarios, the drought is just too much for any variety, and that's what we are seeing too.
So has this been the worst that you've seen in all of your years here in Oklahoma?
Yes, in talking with producers, it's been one of the worst droughts that they have experienced in the past years too. So it's definitely a very sad year from that perspective. So
what are the options for producers at this point? You'd mentioned some of the fields had been destroyed, like they're not moving forward with them. Do you wait for rain, or what do you decide?
I think it depends on how their crop looks right now and the potential they believe they have. I know that some people are having their crop insurance adjusters coming in their field, so they're adjusting for 2 bushels, 5 bushels yield. And that's their decision, so it's a very critical scenario in that case. But in some cases, I also think we are in that borderline. We have some good-looking wheat fields right now, but we do need a little bit more rain to be able to hold up on that yield that is still there. And I think if we do not see any rain in those fields, we could start going backwards and see some hard reduction in yield. Yeah, it's a tough year.
Well, I know here in Chickasha they have about 10-inch wheat, which is looking pretty good, but it was nitrogen deficient. So if producers do have some wheat that is up, what is your advice on what they should be doing?
Well, and depending on their potential, I think right now most of the wheat, it's already heading at flowering. So as far as disease management, I believe we don't have to worry this time anymore. I don't want to say much, but it doesn't look like it. We are not seeing many rusts. So fungicide, for example, they don't need to worry about it. Mm-hmm. Nitrogen, if it was to be applied, it was already applied. So there is not much they can do at this point. Another thing that we are seeing, it's disease. It's more like viral diseases, but then also there is not much you can do. Their field are either infected or not. And if they are infected, there are measures that we could take. But for sure, keep in mind for the next crop season to control volunteer wheat, because we are seeing increasing cases of wheat streak mosaic viruses spreading out in the state. So as of now, I think we all pray for a rain.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.